This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead story, Tesla's $500 radio upgrade after you paid for another upgrade costing $2,500. Your Amazon Prime videos are really not yours. The big three get hauled in front of Congress. And NASA, in conjunction with some partners, primarily Google, produce a very, very cool International Space Station AR walkthrough in celebration of 20 years. I want to welcome you to episode 1484 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, October 29th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thank you for being here. We want to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content on the website. We want you to get subscribed to the show. All you got to do is do that on the right-hand column of the website. You'll see it there, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. And of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter when you're on the website as well. Go ahead and knock that out. That way you're fully connected with the show. You can also join our chat room at geeknews.chat or on our Discord channel. Those are linked. Geeknews.chat is the address. Discord link is on the website in the show notes. If you have comments on today's show, yes, you can contact me via email, geeknews@gmail.com, or follow me on Twitter at geeknews. I'm also on Facebook. Just search for me, for Todd Cochran, and friend me. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. That includes the new media show, The Gadget Professor, GNC Live, which we are right now, Podcast Legends, and the GNC Week in Review. The GNC Live page has a live stream of the YouTube place, all the latest, but definitely check the website out. This show, of course, is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of podcasts, hence our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can save lots of money by using my promo codes. All you got to do is go over to GeekNewsCentral.com and grab those. We're at the end of the month, so if you haven't used a promo code yet or shared one with a friend, now is the time to do so. Again, 30% off new product purchases at $499.com for new or transfer domains for new customers. That's a mouthful. We've got $1 a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain. Again, I got $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. $12 gets you going. And man, I tell you, that's the best deal in the space. It really, really is. For those of you business owners, you may want to check out the free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. You get a 1 month free trial on that. And you save lots of money by using my promo codes and you support a great show. Allow me to keep the lights on, keep the rent paid, keep the electricity going. And now the gas bill, because I got the heat cranked up. So my latest insurance bill is $460 some for the quarter. That just sucks. But that's what commercial insurance costs. So yes, anytime you pick up a GoDaddy product or service, you can be assured it will go to a good cause to keep the show online. So hope everyone's doing well. I do have from the team on the Slack channel. And again, if you want to be part of the Slack channel, you do have to send an email to request to be on the Slack channel. But we have some new conspiracy theories before we get into what's been happening here. And the team had a little fun with this. Christmas songs like I'll Be Home for Christmas and There's No Place Like Home for Holidays were bankrolled by the government, discouraged mass traveling in dangerous weather conditions, which saved thousands of lives and millions of dollars. That's conspiracy theory number one. Conspiracy theory number two. State police agencies intensely hire people to drive slow in the left lane, causing drivers to get frustrated and break traffic laws, thereby increasing ticket revenues. Oh, that's a good one. But you know, where I live, there's only sometimes two lanes and people drive ridiculously slow. And they do that because they're farmers. Conspiracy theory number three. Finally, the government hires people to make up and publicly post ridiculous conspiracy theories so that when one is real, no one will believe it. And my team that's on Slack said, RE, the last point. They do say that the government agencies rail against encryption not because they can't crack the code, but rather to give the illusion that they can't get it in order to give criminals a false sense of security. And then another team member weighed in. The last minion, the way out the door, actively demolished the Smith-Mundt Act. That law forbade the dissemination of propaganda through the news to the American public. In addition, in the final National Defense Authorization Act, actively provided funding for an official government office of anti-propaganda propaganda. The last admin on the way out the door actively demolished the Smith-Mundt Act, the law that forbade the dissemination of propaganda through the news to the American public. In addition, in the final National Defense Authorization Act, actively provided funding for an official government office of anti-propaganda propaganda. Where's that? So anyway, the team was busy with conspiracy theories and thoughts and submissions. So what say you, geeknews@gmail.com? Hey, the last show, touched a nerve. I got the most do not read this on the air emails I've ever received. I definitely cause all of you to get on your computers or your phones and fire me an email. I have, I think, one email that was willing to be read on the air. Oh, my goodness. I just, I thought it was funny. So we'll get to those at the end of the show. And I'll see if I can trigger you some more. So this week's really been about presentations. So much so that I had a little insomnia last night, got to sleep probably about two. It wasn't too long. Tossed and turned. I've got them all done. We had a train wreck for one this late this afternoon. What could break did. Next week on, I only have one next week, Friday, and it's a big one. So I got to prepare for that. It's for the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. I'm their keynote. So I have to plan to impress. So I got to get that presentation put together, and it'll be about the state of podcasting. But it's getting colder and colder here. I am not wearing my flannel shirt tonight. I did order some shirts from Amazon, stylish long sleeve shirts. And I had to laugh because they all delivered today except for one. The post office said they tried to make delivery. I'm scratching my head a little bit because it's not impossible to make a delivery. There was no signature needed, but I got to go to the post office and pick it up. I don't understand. I really don't. What the USPS could get wrong, they get wrong. And also, I'm going to make a confession. The food options in my small little town that I live here, you know, I'm used to having sushi, Indian food, Asian food, just having this wide variety, Korean food, go get pho whenever you want, you know, the only thing we could never get in Hawaii was really Mexican food. And the Mexican food here is worse than the Mexican food that was in Honolulu. And so I'm having a serious hankering for sushi. And I know one place, it's about 45 minutes away. So I'm tomorrow going to go have sushi for a dinner. Still, I got to drive 45 minutes to get it. It's just the food options here is, for a better word, small town America. Burgers, chicken, some Mexican food, wings, There's hardly, the Chinese place is still closed. They haven't, the Chinese buffet hasn't opened up for sit down. I refuse to go in and get served three or four options. You go to a buffet, you know, you got a nice smorgasbord of stuff. And, so it's bad. It really, really is. The options, really, really, the options here are just so limited. And, I've just got a bigger palate than that. So that's the thing. You know, I used to be going down to Columbus every other week. I could kind of get my fix because Columbus is, you know, got a wide range of food options. And here it's just, I'm severely cramped in my palate. Yeah, you want to get a good steak, no problem. You know, you can get a good steak, get a prime rib somewhere. That's, you know, that's always an option. But, I don't know. My world travels in having access to different types of foods is and got me hankering for some. But anyway, I'll quit crying. Small town living. It's sometimes it's a beauty. Sometimes it's, well, you know, you got to drive. So, but luckily I can drive at 70 miles an hour going someplace, not 15. So it does make it a bit enjoyable. I do not miss at all sitting in the traffic. And, you know, that was a topic that we discussed a lot here on the show before. 3 hours a day I was spending in my car. So from that perspective, the stress level is way down. All right, let's get in the stack. Kirk did a good job finding some stuff. The first article tonight, I think it's going to maybe, you know, I've asked a number of, oh, and by the way, I think I knew who sent me a hard drive, but I've been meaning to say something for about a week, but I got a hard drive in the mail. Thank you very much. I think I recognize the handwriting on that hard drive. Hard to believe that I would, but my forensic self thinks I know who it came from. So the individual that sent me a hard drive, I do appreciate it. And also for the folks that have been still sending me DVDs and stuff, thank you for sending DVDs. It's you know, we're going to pay it forward for sure. So the hard drive of goodies was fantastic. And it kind of relates to this article that I'm going to talk about. Your Amazon Prime videos don't actually belong to you. Now, I've made it a habit, and I don't know why, I just got started on that, and then not recently. But whenever I actually buy a movie, I buy it under my Apple account. I don't know why I've chosen to buy movies there versus anywhere else, and I don't know if the rule applies there. But, you know, aside from being able to stream movies digitally, companies have also allowed us to purchase digital copies of movies. But therein lies an interesting legal question. Do these digital downloads mean that you own them? Do you own them? Well, according to Amazon, no, you don't. You don't own them. It seems that movies purchased through its Prime Video platform are actually not owned by the customer. Now, this stems from a lawsuit in which a certain Amanda Caudill sued Amazon for what she alleges is unfair competition and false advertising, where she also claims that Amazon secretly reserves the right to end consumers' access to content purchased through its Prime Video service. Now, pay attention, everyone. Amazon, on the other hand, argued that movies purchased through Prime Video are actually not owned by the customer and that they are essentially renting the movies for an indefinite period of time, at least, now listen to this, at least until it is removed for whatever reason, such as license restrictions. According to Amazon attorney David Beardman, the most relevant agreement here, The Prime Video Terms of Use is presented to consumers every time they buy digital content on Amazon Prime Video. These terms of use expressly state that the purchasers obtain only a limited license to view video content and that purchased content may become unavailable due to provider license restrictions or other reasons. We all are in this world now where very few of us own the physical media. I had collected an incredible collection of music that was legally bought that I painstakingly, over many, many years, ripped it to MP3 or to an audio file, to a high-definition audio file. And I had an incredible large single 12-inch radio collection and just on and on. I have the physical copies of that media. I own CDs. I own LPs. And I have folders of CDs with all that music in there that I own. That's mine. I can trade those CDs and give those CDs to other people, no problem. But we're now digital, and we've talked about this for years on this show. What happens with your digital copies? And I'm still a little hesitant to buy stuff. And what I buy is, what did I buy? I bought The Matrix. I've bought certain series, right, of movies that are geek culture, stuff that I love to go back and rewatch on occasion, right? Some of the Marvel movies, it's just that kind of stuff, right? I don't own a physical DVD, which now many of you have been sending me DVDs. Thank you very much. But are we now in a point again where we have to really be concerned about having the physical media? Are you worried about that? Or you say, well, Todd, it's going to be available. I'll just stream it. Well, maybe, right? So I don't know if Apple, I don't know if any of the other companies have the same policy. It's probably something we should look into, that you're actually could lose your digital ownership. Now, if you lose your password and stuff like that, you're going to lose your content. By the way, if you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, please say hello. Check in live, please. Thanks. So I can say hi back. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But if you've owned any, or if you purchased any full length movies on Amazon Prime, they don't actually belong to you. You're renting the actual full length movie. And you paid $20 for it. So maybe we should just go and buy the actual hard media, right? Buy the DVD, Blu-ray, whatever it may be. Well, the Senate hauled Zuckerberg, Dorsey, and the guy from Google, I believe, into a hearing on Wednesday and berated them, as we would expect, yelled them about stuff that they did. And they're so big, they just basically, I think they just humor Congress. I don't think they, I think they show up because they're too big. They're just too big to be really affected. And, you can only yell at these guys too much. Based upon what I've seen on the internet from that hearing and what I have read, it basically, they said, we'll get back to you. We don't know. We don't know who we've censored. And it definitely rolls down to the president having been censored 80 some times and Joe Biden being censored zero times. And, there's this whole thing going on. And we know that they're basically following the script. But since Section 230 became law in 1996, the internet has scaled up from something that perhaps 15% of U.S. households could access to something that almost every teenager and adult has in their pockets. And those questions of scale really have changed our media and communication landscape. And both Dems and Republicans alike questions what Section 230 should look like going forward. For me, for my business, Section 230 is very, very critical for my business. But I honor Section 230 to the letter because we do not want to be aggregators or editors of content on our platform. And being a podcast host business owner, I've got significant protection because of Section 230. And there's this big movement now to repeal Section 230. And I don't know what that's going to look like if they do. But censorship on the internet is a real thing. When you take censorship-related actions against the president, members of administration, a slew of conservatives, media outlets, and groups, the trend is very clear. And they almost always over-censor. And using the word censor is really truly blocking content. And bias fact checkers, adding read labels or read more labels on why this tweet or post may not be right. And Senator Schatz from Hawaii, which I at one time had some respect for, said the hearing was a sham, and it's not. Because as I have found out, while many of us see the highly profiled Republican pieces being censored, we don't see other groups that are censored as well that I have had major exposure to. And it's not just Republicans. It's lots of different groups. And so what happens with Section 230? And I'm sure there's some liberals out there that have been censored too, but it's appears to be rare. And I'm sure there's cases, but again, it's become highly political. And Congress isn't doing anything this year. But the furor over Section 230 is not going to end after November 3rd, no matter whose presidential term starts on January 20th. If you'll remember, Democratic candidate for President Joe Biden has called for abolishing Section 230 entirely, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has indicated she is open to an overhaul of the law. So it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat, something is going to happen in the next year. And I think what has happened here, personally, is that these groups have really gotten to a point where they have overstepped. They've overstepped. And now, because these big three have overstepped and determined that the American public and the world is not able to make their own educated advice or educated decisions on content, now we're all going to pay. It reminds me when I was in the Navy. We'd be on deployment with 40, 50 people, have liberty, and one dumbass would go do something. Get drunk, get in a fight, get rolled up by the police. And then for the next 6 months, we were all punished because of this one asshole. And it always burned me. That was the Navy's reaction. One does wrong, you all burn. And then they even made it to the point where if you go out and you're with a group and you don't take care of that person that's being dumb, then you can be held legally responsible and taken to non-judicial punishment, NJP, which may lead to captain's mass, court-martial, separations, because I had to make sure you behaved. And if I didn't, I was as guilty as you misbehaving. That was the logic that's how they still operate today. sailors can't have any fun anymore. And don't get me wrong, a drunk sailor getting arrested is not pretty, just like a drunk non-sailor getting arrested is not pretty. But what we've got is we've got a elite group of three who really can't get out of their own way, who, in my opinion, probably do not have a large diversity of opinions within their staffs, probably diverse work group, but I don't know of diverse ideology. So now we're all going to pay. And it frankly makes me angry because Section 230 is very important to my business. They repeal Section 230. I have to really think about how I'm doing business. We might have to look at every piece of a content that is applied to be on our platform and decide, is it worth the risk of being sued? That would be very bad. All right, I'm going to move on here. What say you? What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Geeknews@gmail.com. Oh, we don't want to do that one. This one. Geeknews@gmail.com. Matter of fact, what's going on here? That thing is huge. For those of you that are watching the show, that logo got really big for some reason. So if you watch the magic there, I just moved it, lowered it down. So I'm just, I don't know. Time will tell. On a more exciting note, hey, Google has marked the International Space Station's 20th anniversary with an AR walkthrough. And I'll be honest with you, the show's about 30 minutes late tonight to get started because I was playing with it. It's pretty fascinating. And if you're OCD, Eric, warning, if you are OCD, do not go through and look at this 20th anniversary AR walkthrough of the International Space Station. Don't do it. Again, if you're OCD, this is not the video, or this is not the AR, because I'm not OCD, and I'm like, I would be like, I'm not OCD, but I see everything everywhere. I'm freaking out. I'm like, how do you stay organized with this mess? How do you stay? I mean, stuff everywhere, cables everywhere. It's kind of sometimes Velcro to the wall, sometimes not, sometimes just wrapped. It's just like, oh my goodness. It's when you see it, it's the link of the day. So this AR, all you got to do is go to artsandculture.google.com, search for ISS, select 20 years on the ISS and scroll down to explore in 3D. And wait, and it's like being on Google Maps. Kind of cool. So anyway, have fun going through it. And you can really see the Russians, their certain countries have certain colors. Like in Asia, some houses are very painted very bright. And in Russia, stuff is very dingy. And they use greens and grays and really depressing colors. When I was in the Soviet section of the AR, I'm just like, bring some spray paint up and let me, oh my God, could they have picked more depressing colors? It just absolutely exudes Russia. Because you can see the distinct difference between going from an American section to the Russian section. It just changes. And it's so much rougher. Oh my gosh. You got to get her done with brute force and cheap paint. Oh man. So yeah, rush right over there. So this, I didn't know. Earlier this year, Tesla started offering owners of the older Model S and Model X vehicles options to upgrade their infotainment systems. It's a $2,500 upgrade. purchasing gives them access to features found in the newer version of Assistant, include YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, and Twitch streaming via Tesla Theater, as well as Tesla arcade games. While it won't affect users' access to internet radio and music streaming, listen to this, it removes their access to AM, FM, and Sirius XM radio. Though the automaker will give the option back for additional $500. So the $2,500, they rip a bunch of stuff out, and for the $500, you get a tuner, a radio tuner. You get a radio upgrade. The option is to restore FM radio and Sirius XM only if they'd previously brought the $2,500 infotainment upgrade. I did not know. Oh, AM? You can't get AM. No, it's impossible. No AM radio. So I didn't know Tesla didn't come with AM and FM. Is this true? Is this true for modern Tesla owners? Someone in this audience has got a Tesla. Please tell me this is true. This would make me even like Elon Musk even more. And it makes me laugh that Tesla owners have to pay $500 to restore, at least in these older models, the FM radio. Oh, it's fantastic. If you work in hospital administration, if you're an IT guy, if you're the dude named Ben, or the that's not the right way to say that, or the lady named Burnett, if you're the IT, and yes, I know IT guys referred to as Ben. Sorry, but ransomware attacks on hospitals could soon surge. The FBI warns if cases continue to rise from the coronavirus pandemic or the China pandemic, hackers are targeting healthcare systems. They are hack it. Guess what they can do? They can demand money. When the city of Atlanta suffered a ransomware attack in 2018, it paid $2.6 million to recover it, while the ransom itself was one-fifth that amount at $25,000 or $52,000. In Germany, a patient died because of a ransomware attack. In September, infected the nearest hospital when she needed urgent medical care. CISA, FBI, and HHS have credible information to an increased imminent cybercrime threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. Be forewarned. Verizon's 5G home is expanding to parts of Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, and San Jose. Verizon, I really want to use a dirty word to call you guys out. People in Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, and San Jose all have high-speed internet. I need 5G 7 miles south of Quincy, Michigan, not in Atlanta, Dallas, Denver, and San Jose. The 5G home internet alternatives will soon be available in parts of 12 cities. Great. 50 bucks. Pricing for the 5G home internet service are at 50 for those that already have a Verizon wireless service, or 70 if you're a non-Verizon customer. Come on. That's not serving rural America. That's serving density. It should be a law. NASA needs your help unloading items on the moon. This is called the Lunar Delivery Challenge. They are soliciting ideas on how to transport goods via rovers and unload them onto the moon's surface. So NASA's Artemis program wants to have astronauts on the moon by 2024. They need a sustainable base camp, act as a hub for scientific research, and serve as a base for a future exploration of Mars. And they want to deliver supplies and systems to the lunar surface. And they need help to figure out how to unload it all. So the Lunar Delivery Challenge launched on crowdsourcing platform HeroX with available prize of $25,000. Here's the challenge. Payloads of varying mass and volume will be sent to the moon in one of several commercial landers. And once they arrive at the lunar South Pole, they need to be unloaded These landers will range in size depending on the program requirements, so ideally the solution would be flexible enough to handle a variety of payloads being offloaded from a range of different vehicles. So you think about that. It's true. They're going to need trucks and unloaders and stuff to unload the luggage in near zero gravity. Of course, the moon isn't zero gravity, but they're still going to need a way to unload stuff. The challenge is open to individuals, teams, and submission deadline of January 19th, 2021. Winners will be announced on March 16th. So there you go. If you're in logistics, this is a way to go. Here's going to be the toy of the year for Christmas. It's the RC Baby Yoda. And can mirror cute moments from The Mandalorian. This thing actually moves around. I want one just for the behind me. I want one of these just to put in the back. I don't know how much. It's a 12-inch. It's pretty big. The 12-inch RC Yoda costs $70 and also includes the Mythosar necklace. So, pretty cool. 12 inches. Let's look. Oh, look at that. It's got a little remote control. Your kids can put it on their arm and it drives around. It raises its hand. Of course, this is a, you know, this is from the commercial. I'm sure it's probably break in 3 minutes after you get it. But the RC Baby Yoda rods around your house like a 50-year-old toddler. So a link will be in the show notes. Anybody wants to get that for Geek News Central for Christmas, fire it away. Tesla plans for dozens of new service centers. Report says they're going to put in a new service center every single week in 2021. 50-plus new locations. They don't have enough places to service cars, so they got to get that ramped up. If you don't know how to do it already, there's some instructions on how to properly clean and disinfect your Android phone. So, and some stuff not to use, like compressed air. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for you to check out. Peacock Network hits 22 million users, but it's not clear how many people are paying. Comcast quarter third earnings reports show big internet gains, but there's been a lot of packaging. So this thing's been packaged in a lot of deals offered by a whole bunch of different people. So, but anyway, what did they say about the earnings? Company didn't say how many of the signups were for its free ad-supported plan versus its more premium paid tiers. Comcast also boasts that Peacock is exceeding expectations on engagement metrics, although it neglected to give much detail. The company also saw big success in broadband internet business last quarter, adding 633,000 new customers. Of course, everyone is working from home. And they took a big hit on theme park, of course. So I don't feel bad for them. Windows Insider Build 20246 removes features amid roadmap questions. People are worried about the upcoming Windows build. The Windows Insider's dev build is worrying some who think Microsoft might skip the 21H2 build entirely, whatever that means. So those of you that are following Windows builds directly, the PC World article will be for you in the show notes. Now, what would happen if you ordered a new phone from Amazon? It's an unlocked phone that you can take to your carrier and have move things over. What would you do if you opened up the box and your new phone was sitting in the carton out of its box? Check this out. Amazon is opening brand new Razer boxes to fold the phones for safer shipping. They say, we apologize if you see fingerprints on your device, but be assured, this is a brand new device. It's safe to be shipped, not folded, in its box. Why is Amazon opening the box and folding it? There's got to be some explanation. The Razer was meant to be shipped in an unfolded position. However, to better protect the display, we folded your Razer. It's safer, but may not look as elegant as we hope. We apologize if you see fingerprints on your device, but we assure you, your Razer's brand new. In its box, it looks like that. What's the problem? Something hokey going on here. There's absolutely no reason. There's no reason they're doing this. I don't get it. I'd send it back. I would. I wouldn't trust it. If it's not got, it's not in the manufacturing sealed container, that means it's tampered with. No, thank you. Don't care what they say. That means that phone has been tampered with. I can't even imagine. If I got an Apple phone, iPhone, Samsung, any kind of phone, and I get the box and it doesn't have its seals on it, and when I open it, it's not in the original packing and I have to peel the plastic stuff off and all that, and that's a tampered phone. It's something too weird there. The conspiracy theorist in myself comes out. I know all of us have had this situation happen. It happens more when we're on travel, right? What happens when you got to go pee and you don't know where to go pee? Or worse, you got to do number two. Well, oftentimes, you don't buy something, you can't use the restroom, right? There's a new app that helps gig workers find out where to go pee. And as business tighten entry restrictions because of the pandemic, delivery and ride-sharing drivers are struggling more than ever to find a usable restroom. An app playfully named The Wiz is trying to help, described as being developed by gig workers for gig workers. And Wiz is a bathroom finding app that is partnering with restaurants to provide gig workers the information they need and where they can get some relief. So I won't tell you what we do out here in the country. It's never a problem in rural America to find a bathroom. That's a fact. There's always a cornfield. Oh, but anyway, near the city, it can be a problem. TikTok parent ByteDance launches its first gadget in a big education push. This thing looks really Chinese. I don't see many Americans buying this. It's a display with a light, and you put your cell phone on it, and basically it's got an app so that parents can see how their kids are doing on their homework when they're latchkey. When they're at home, the parent can communicate with their child. Now, knowing how some Asian countries are in education, I would see some helicopter parents in those countries probably buying this thing. But I don't see very many Americans buying this consumer hardware product, a smart light lamp with a display that quote unquote is part of its education technology portfolio. It's got a camera on it. Do you really think? I don't know. The Dali smart lamp features a display camera and built-in digital assistant. The Dali smart lamp, which starts at $119, is aimed at school-going children who can use the device to finish their homework. The camera will enable parents to tutor their kids and check in remotely via... Do you have time to tutor your kids when you're at work? Many of you have turned into teachers already because your kids are at home and can't go back to school. God bless you. My son's doing his senior year, half of it, at home. Because all of his friends are on the opposite schedule, so he doesn't get to hang out with his buds. I think his girlfriend's on the opposite schedule, too. Weird. Hackers allegedly stole $2.3 million from the Wisconsin Republican Party. The party chairman says the FBI is investigating the hack. Should we not be surprised with all the money being spent? Google O-N-E apostrophe S, 2 terabyte plus plans have added an Android VPN service, which is soon to be debuted for iOS and Mac and Windows users. So anyway, you can enable a VPN by Google One. Who does that run by? You're going to trust a VPN being run by Google? You really going to trust a VPN from Google? I use NordVPN. That's the VPN I use when I'm away from home, away from the office. When I'm in a grocery store, in a restaurant, I use NordVPN. That's the VPN I use. I don't use a VPN when I'm on my own Wi-Fi, but I do use a VPN anytime I'm out and about. Twitter shares sink amid slowing user growth and ad uncertainty. Well, good. Twitter's reported earnings for third quarter on Thursday that beat analysts' estimates on top and bottom lines, but it fell short of estimates on user growth. Twitter's been hounding my company to spend advertising money. They gave us how many thousands in free advertising? A lot. We're going to use it. It's free money, but they're really pushing companies like mine to spend money. We spend most of our ad budget on Facebook. That's where we promote posts and boost posts to get more exposure. Facebook, though, is losing users in the United States and Canada. The surge Facebook saw at the start of the pandemic appears to be slowing down. So check this out. Are people waking up? The company has 196 million users in North America, down slightly from 198 million last quarter. I didn't know Facebook actually lost users. That to me is surprising. Did people die? Is that what happened? Because I don't think people just quit Facebook. Amazon reports $96.1 billion in quarter three 2020 revenue. Amazon Web Services up 29%, subscriptions up 33%, and other up 51%. So $96.1 billion net income, net income of $6.3 billion, and earnings per share of $12.37. Man, if you hold some Amazon stock, ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. Compared to the $70 billion net income of and $2.1 billion earnings per share last year, this is Amazon's second full quarter during the coronavirus pandemic. Given the company's leadership position online retail sales, they're knocking it out of the ballpark. Bezos said that Amazon had created 400,000 jobs this year alone. Some of those are gig workers, though. Amazon headcount jumped 28% to 876,800 employees in quarter two to 1,125,300 in quarter three. It grew 50% year over year. Amazing. Amazon Web Services had a 30% growth. And they think that was bad. So revenue up 37%, net income up 200%, AWS up 29%, subscriptions up 33%, other up 51%, North America sales up 39%, international sales up 37%. They're the new Walmart. And if you look at their growth rate, now I'm going to start reading some numbers. This is going to blow you away. Tell me that he has not created a printing machine. This is going to be starting from Q1 2017, and I'm going to walk up their revenue growth. 43, 42, 42, 45, 49, 49, 48, 45, 41, 37, 35, 34, 33, 29, 29. That's AWS growth, quarter to quarter. What did Bezos have to pay his ex-wife, $100-some million, part of the divorce settlement? She should have asked for $1 billion. Apple reports record $64.7 billion in revenue. MacBook sales off the chart. Analysts expected that Apple's revenue would be 63.7. They reached 64.04. Apple says it sold 26.44 billion in iPhones, 9.032 billion in Macs, and 6.797 billion in iPads. Wearables, homes, and accessories, 7.86 billion. Services, 14.5 billion. They're up in every category. Despite the ongoing impacts of COVID-19, Apple CEO Tim Cook said, Apple is in the midst of our most prolific product introduction period ever, and early response to all new products led by our first 5G-enabled phone has been tremendously positive. These sales reports have no new iPhone sales in it, so stand by for Q4. Apple One subscription bundle launches on October 30th. Arcade, music, TV, iCloud, and more. The individual plan, $14.95 a month. Netflix, you got a Netflix plan? I do. It's raising the price of standard and premium plans. The standard plan now costs $14, while the premium is $18. These costs, you will see your bill increase within the next 2 months. I've hardly watched any Netflix in the past 6 months. LinkedIn rolls out new job tools to help job seekers amid coronavirus pandemic. Microsoft, which owns LinkedIn, estimates that 250 million jobs could be lost this year worldwide. That's an incredible number. 250 million jobs by this Chinese pandemic, this Chinese cause, Chinese developed, Chinese spread disease. Microsoft estimate 250 million jobs could be lost over this year. The COVID-19 pandemic left more than 140 million out of work, another 1.6 billion at risk. Let us not forget who caused this. Let us not forget. Ample wraps up effort to build own search engine to rival Google. Whoa. A Financial Times report says there's growing evidence of Apple's effort to develop its own search engine. You know, one thing I'm being annoyed by Apple, and I'll like, hey, S-I-R-I, show me this destination. And then I'll be like, hey, get me directions. It'll show me the destination on a map. I say, get me directions to this destination, and it won't do it. It refuses. I have to like load maps up, type in what I'm looking for, find it, hit start. I cannot get SIRI to give me a mapping location. It's driving me nuts. It's like it's gone stupid. It has gone stupid. The best region-free players for DVD or Blu-ray. Now, if you're trading DVDs and Blu-rays, you might need yourself one of these region-free players. And there's a bunch of them on the market. You know that, right? The one, the Sony BDP-S3200, that one is $165 and it's region-free. So I don't know if you're running against any region issues before, but if you do, they are DVD or Blu-ray players out there that will play any region. There's a new app out there to help you donate money, even if you're on a budget. A 13-year-old developer created an app that lets you watch ads in exchange for donating money to a cause of your choice. So that's an interesting app that you watch ads. I'll pass on that one. Amazon Black Friday 2020, when it starts, shipping, deadline, sales, and best deals. Well, just had the Prime Day event. I spent zero on Prime Day. Zero. But Black Friday deals are going to be all the way through October and November. And they got lots of discounts. Nintendo Switch, Nix Play, Fitbit, Samsung, Sony TVs, JBL speakers, Sony speakers, Bose headphones, Vava 4K projectors, Instapot Dual Minis, Anker Robot vacuums, Star Wars toys, on and on and on and on and on. Of course, all lists of Amazon stuff on sale too. If you want to save money, Black Friday's already underway. Look up here in the show notes. This is getting ridiculous. Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra will have 5 rear cameras, according to a new leak. The Galaxy S21 Ultra could be a big upgrade over its predecessor in the camera department. 5 cameras? We are some picture-taking maniacs, aren't we? Link will be in the show notes. T-Mobile's new streaming TV bundle makes a lot of sense. Don't call it disruptive, but T-Vision by T-Mobile was a meaningful attempt to make TV more flexible. Listen to this. They made me a fan. So they've broken out. For $40, you get NBC, ABC, Fox, Fox News, HLN, MSNBC, NBC, TNT, Nat Geo, USA, Cartoon, Disney Channel, Disney Junior. But then if you want sports, it's another tier. So you go up to $50 to get sports. And then you want some Spanish channels and like NFL stuff, more money. So they've got it tiered out here so you don't have to buy sports. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. I'm going to definitely be checking this out. One caveat, T-Vision will carry local NBC stations nationwide. Some markets may only have local coverage from either ABC or Fox, not both. In those cases, T-Mobile will supply a national feed from the missing station. With the $40 and up, live plans, T-Mobile is including 100 hours of cloud DVR and the ability to watch on up to 3 devices at a time. For device support, T-Vision will work with Fire TV, Android TV, the new Chromecast with Google TV, Apple TV, iOS, and Android at launch. T-Mobile told CNET that it's working on Roku support. So it's going to launch in mid-November. Might be a replacement for YouTube TV. Spotify. Please stop using Spotify. Spotify surges past 300 million users after successful Russian launch. 320 million monthly active users and 144 million paid subscribers. Please cancel your Spotify subscription. Samsung profit surges as the world starts buying smartphones. So they had a huge quarter, $59 billion with $8.3 billion in profit. And the Galaxy Note 20 and the new folding phone had stronger sales than they expected. So everyone in the mobile is making money. Meanwhile, Verizon has a $50 Yahoo phone. I'm sure this thing's going to be fantastic. It's rebranded ZTE Blade A3 with lots of pre-installed apps. A $50 phone. As part of the new Yahoo Mobile MVNO that launched back in March, Verizon is selling a new Yahoo phone for $50 with a very purple 90s back. Okay. Now the moment you've been waiting for. And let me open up the right email address. Our email account, excuse me. Right. So, what the heck happened here? Oh, I got 2 emails. We'll start with what's today's date? Today's the 23rd. Actually, no, I cannot read that email. All right, I can read this one. And Rob sent me EV major battery issues. Let me load this and see what it is. Owners of all-electric Nissan Leaf frustrated by difficulty of getting new battery. The 2013 Leaf can't reach drive range it had and was new since a British Columbia car owner. I know another Ford vehicle that's having challenges too. So apparently people are having trouble getting batteries. Wow. And of course, we all know electric vehicles lose their battery charge. And this is part of the problem. Do not, if you own a Nissan, Ford, or any of these, don't buy. If you buy Tesla, that's okay. But most of these EV vehicles, I'd lease them. I wouldn't keep them more than 3 years. I wouldn't. That's based upon that Nissan that Shoko turned in. Luckily, we did it 3 years because these batteries just start falling off a cliff. You want a new battery? $5,000 if you can get one. The key is if you can get one. He said instead of being able to drive 120 kilometers that the 2000 Leaf can initially go on, he can't get much further than 80. And he's even been kind of hesitant about turning on the heat or window defroster since using these features require battery power and reduces driving range even further. And he didn't think this was going to be a problem getting a new one. But he can't find one. He's tried two nearby Nissan dealerships, three local repair shops, and contacted Nissan Canada. Nissan hasn't been helpful. I've sent six emails to them. They keep telling me to go to the dealership, call my local dealership, and they sent emails to Nissan 6 weeks later, and neither have gotten a response. Both dealerships told him that a new battery, if he can find one, could cost him at least $15,000, which would be more than he paid for the vehicle in the first place. I'm going to tell you, you're screwed if you have one of these Leafs. So, anyway, yes. And for those of you that sent me emails based upon my commentary from the last show that you asked me not to read on the show, it's pretty bad when people are scared to have me not read their emails. Shows you where we're at in America today, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So we will have a show next Monday because the fireworks don't start until Tuesday. So we'll have a show on Monday, just as scheduled, the day before the big day. And if you haven't voted already, many of you can early vote. I'm going to get up very early on the 3rd and go and vote at my local township voting hall. Anyway, Monday the 2nd, regular show. And that week will be fine unless everything's on fire. So, it's kind of weird. My schedule, I purposely am not booking appointments on Wednesday the 4th. And because I figure what's going to happen is half the country or all the country is going to be really pissed off. As a matter of fact, I actually thinking about not booking meetings on the 5th. I have a lot of meetings Monday the 2nd, but none the 3rd. And only internal company meetings. And then the 4th, I'm doing no client meetings whatsoever. Because it's if you are on the losing side and I'm doing a call with you, you're going to be pissed and you're not going to want to talk. You're not going to do business. And it's not just going to be positive. So I'm thinking next week is going to be, from a business standpoint, pretty bad. There's going to be some people joyful. Well, maybe not. Maybe this is going to drag on for a couple of weeks. I don't know. Because what? You don't have to have your ballot in Pennsylvania until the 12th or something like that. So how can they even declare a winner unless it's a blowout? So who knows? But you can't buy any ammo right now. Ammo is sold out. It's sold out. That's just scary as all get out, to be honest with you. Okay, so if you've been hanging out, watching the live show, thanks for hanging out, watching the live show. Thanks for being here. Again, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely support the sponsor, GoDaddy, at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. If you like the shows, like what I've been presenting, we definitely want you to consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Contributions start at a measly 6.7 cents a day. I hope I'm worth 7 cents. $2 a month. All right. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25. Get started on the $2 plan. If everyone started on the $2 plan, it'd be life-changing. It really would. It would be life-changing. So consider becoming an insider at geeknesscentral.com/insider. Thank you all for being here. Stay subscribed. Take care of yourself. Be safe. Stay away from the mainstream media. Make sure your amygdala is not being damaged. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time here. Bye-bye.